of Do Not Disturb podcast. I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast kind of about us navigating our 20s, figuring life out. We both are about a year and a half out of college. So this is just kind of about us living life.
Yeah.
A snapshot into our brains.
Yes. Sort of. We're best friends.
Yes.
We kind of figured we would start a podcast because, first of all, everyone's doing podcasts now. So why not?
Basically.
Second of all, we always feel like we are like the funniest people on the planet, which is absolutely true.
Yeah.
So we figured, like, you know what? Why don't we, I don't know, like, try to make money off of this? Not even make money off of this. Why don't we profit from this? Like,
why don't we at least show people what we think?
Yes. Like, we could either be comedians or we could just be, like, we are the only people that think we're funny.
Yeah.
So we want to see what you guys think. And you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
There have to be other people that agree with us. Anyway. So why don't we give, like, a little introduction about the two of us.
Okay.
For the people listening that don't know us.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Sure. Go for it.
I'm Mackenzie. I'm 23. I graduated from Kent State University with a marketing degree. Not doing marketing at all.
No?
No. My job, I'm a buyer for a company, so I guess it's business. It's the same thing. And I'm not like a fashion buyer. I buy packaging. It's not glamorous. That's okay.
But she's making a salary.
I make good money. I have a great boss. My coworkers are really nice. The company's great. So yeah, we'll see where that goes. Yeah. I am engaged to my long-term boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Steven. We got engaged in February, right before the world went into shambles.
Mm-hmm.
And I live at home with my parents. And you know what? It's fine.
I'm okay. You're saving money.
I am saving money. So, and I don't know where I'd move anyway. Because my house is quite close to my work. Mm-hmm. And there's not really apartments near my work. So, yeah.
You're getting the best of both worlds right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're comfy. And then when you and Steven get married, you'll get to move out and have your own thing.
Exactly. That'll be good. Yeah.
Okay. So, I went to a private school in Indiana, Indiana Wesleyan University. Wouldn't recommend going there to anybody, just so you know.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, I mean...
Oh, because they're kind of like...
Because everyone's like...
Homophobic?
I mean, it's just a shit show.
Oh, it's fine.
It's a mess, okay? It's a mess there. Would not recommend going there. Anyway...
We had two very different college experiences.
We did.
Well. We really did.
Like, I almost wish that I went to a public school, but you know what?
You would have saved a lot of money.
I would have. I would have saved a lot of mental trauma.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got a media communications and writing degree, and I'm kind of using it right now. I'm working at my father's company as daddy's like money. Daddy's money. I'm not making almost a living wage there. I'm doing social media marketing, and then I'm also like a receptionist, but you know what? It's kind of like a barrier job for me right now. I'm getting back on my feet.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Because I kind of had to like uproot my life.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You've had a horrible 2020. I think out of everyone I've talked to, you've had the worst 2020 out of everybody I've ever met.
Yeah.
You really have.
Yeah, I mean, really.
You've had a lot of trauma in 2020.
Yes.
Like, on top of the pandemic, it's just been one thing after another.
It really has been.
Maybe we can talk about that in another
episode. We can. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like watching a soap opera.
I felt like I kind of was. Like, from the outside, looking in.
Yeah, Mackenzie's getting these texts from me.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like everybody was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
In my life, at least.
Like, I was. Yes. I was so confused.
Yeah. Anyway, that has its own episode. Regardless, we are here in Ohio together.
Here in beautiful Ohio.
Beautiful Ohio.
It's actually starting to get pretty because of the fall. Yeah. You know, the leaves are changing. The only time
it's, like, really nice.
There's, like, 3 weeks out of the year where it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gents, if you are listening, buckle down. If you're on your drive to work or drive home from work, listen. We hope you enjoy.
We do.
Okay, so we're going to start off with, like, Mackenzie and I literally are talking nonstop during the day.
Basically, yeah.
She will send me vlogs on Snapchat.
I do. I'm either laughing or crying. Yes. There's really no
Or there's drama going on.
There's always drama
Or she's talking crap about somebody or something.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And so this past week, Mackenzie, so give a little backstory. I have a friend that texts me and says she went through her boyfriend's phone, which, like, okay.
Okay.
Giving you some grace. All of us ladies have done it.
Yeah.
If you want to admit it or not.
Just admit it.
Because, come on. Let's band together here.
Yeah.
So she tells me, like, I just went through my boyfriend's phone. I feel so bad about it. Like, he's such a trustworthy person. And this is what I found. And she, like, here you are, like, going through your boyfriend's phone expecting to find, like, horrible things, like, yes. I found.
Yeah, like you found. I mean, I've like never really found anything horrible.
Right. Some girls are lucky, some girls aren't.
Yeah.
Sarah has been in the unlucky category, unfortunately.
You have not been blessed.
No. But she's going through her boyfriend's phone, and she finds, like, the cutest, like, most pure things, like, all relating to her, like,
gift cards, things
that he can buy her.
Well, he also said, what does defunding the police mean? That was hilarious.
So cute and, like, pure, okay?
It was so funny.
So she texts me this, and she's like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I'm like, don't feel bad. Do not feel bad because, like, honestly, if you are in a relationship and trust is a part of it, you should be able to go on his phone. If he has nothing to hide, he has nothing to hide. So I'm talking to Mackenzie about this, and she has the idea
to go through. Okay, so I didn't go through Steven's phone.
Right.
I have one password, and it is to his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I have listened to multiple podcasts about how men will slide into girls' DMs. On Instagram, not really
just
Twitter.
Just like the worst situation.
Yeah,
possible.
Worst situation. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna log in and just take a peek. I just wanted to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I logged in. It was so pure. There was nothing going on.
Steven.
Well, there was one girl. Shout out to Steven. There was one girl I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was literally some lady he knew congratulating him on our engagement. Right. Like, it was not anything horrible.
Nothing.
No. So then, you know, I didn't tell him that I did this, right?
Right.
So we're FaceTiming. I always FaceTime when I'm on my way home. And he was like, oh my gosh. I was like, what? He was like, someone logged into my Instagram from Cleveland. No, I work very close to Cleveland, okay? Uh-huh. So it picked up on the location. And he was like, oh my God. I did not tell him in that moment that that was me. It took me like 15 minutes and me acting weird and him being like, why, what's going on? Like, what is wrong? And I was like, I logged in.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, not happy about it, but we got over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm telling Sarah, I was like, after she told me about her friend and how pure it was, I was like, you know, I feel like it was really unresolved. Like,
right.
We just were kind of like, okay, you know, this happened and it's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
So I texted him and I was like, hey, like, we're in a relationship. We've been together for 5 years. Like, if you want to go through my phone, that's fine because I don't have anything to hide.
And you never have.
No, I never have. So then I told him, like, I feel like you should feel the same way. It did not go well at all.
Mm-mm.
We both were crying.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, like, not happy. And so I was talking to you, and you were like, no, you should be able to go through his phone.
Yeah.
And, like, it should be fine. But then I talked to my friend Nicole, and she was like, listen, like, if you told me, like, you don't want to be friends with me, okay, fine. But if you told, like, you question my loyalty, that would almost be worse than if you said you don't want to be friends with me. And so I was talking to Steven, and she's like, that's probably how Steven feels. So I was like, okay. So I brought it up to him. He was like, yeah, that's kind of how I felt, because I didn't want you to think, like, oh, I did something to make you feel like you need to go through my phone. Like, there was some, like,
yes,
like, trust broken between the two of us. Mm-hmm. But I felt uncomfortable. I was like, no, I'm just paranoid because I have horrible experiences with boys in my past. Mm-hmm. Even though, yes, we've been together for right. 5 years. But, like,
granted, I'm, like, I'm only, you know, but like, looking at my experience. So, I'm like, girl, you guys are about to get married. Mm-hmm. You should be able to do, honestly, whatever.
Yeah. And, like, with him acting ridiculous, I was like, why are you acting like this? Because if you didn't have anything to hide, why are you acting so nuts? Yes,
you wouldn't act this way.
Yeah.
Somebody who's guilty acts
That's
weird
what
about
I was
it.
Saying.
So... But, so here I am thinking, okay, why is he getting all upset? Because somebody who's guilty gets upset. Someone who is chill is like, you know what, Mackenzie? I understand that you feel the need to look at something or, you know, almost like reassure yourself.
Yeah.
But now here I feel like horrible because he was crying and you
were
crying.
But the thing is, I needed that validation, though, that I wasn't mm-hmm. crazy.
Right. So, like, in a sense, like, you needed a half and half.
Yeah.
Half from me, half
I needed
from
to
Cole.
Be inflamed, but I also needed to be brought mm-hmm. back down to earth, if that
right.
makes sense.
So they resolved it.
We did resolve it. We're fine now. Uh-huh. We're still getting married, so everything's yes. fine. Oh my God. I mean, as of right now, we're still getting married. Hopefully it stays that way, but, you know.
But ladies, if you have any stories of, like, going through your guy's phone or... You know,
any
like,
boy stories, period. Or girl stories. I mean, yeah. We don't discriminate here.
Yeah. If you have any stories like that, send them in to us and we'll, like, read them out loud on the next podcast.
And maybe give advice if we're qualified. I don't know if we're qualified, though. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know.
We can try.
We'll try. Okay. No promise. I mean, we give good advice. We just don't take our own advice.
Yeah. As, like, almost every girl does, which
true.
Is true.
Yeah, that's true.
You live and you learn.
You do.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about next? Mind you guys, like, we're 3 glasses of sangria.
I'm, like, falling asleep.
One
high noon. Thanks, Dave Portnoy.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, love Dave Portnoy.
You know, I applied to a barstool job this week.
Yeah, you told me.
I did.
Well, don't you know someone that works at barstool?
I do. Shout out Jordan Berry. Love you, girl.
Did you tell her that you were applying?
I don't want to be that person, you know?
I know,
I feel
but maybe
like
she can help,
people are reaching
though.
Out to her all the time. Maybe I, you know what, maybe I will.
Well, because, I mean, it's not like you constantly reach out to her, you've reached...
I don't.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
I think we need to talk about the one good thing that has come out of 2020.
And what is that?
Robert Pattinson. It is the year of our Lord Robert Pattinson. There is a cursed image going around about him.
Yeah, there is. And it's the strangest. But, like...
It's so weird. I don't understand. Because uh-huh. he's so attractive. Like, listen, I was not a Twilight girl. I wasn't. I wish I was. I kind of wish
you're
I was.
A Harry Potter girl.
I was a Harry Potter girl. So, like, I wasn't into him when he was Edward.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That just wasn't my thing. I also was not allowed to watch Harry Potter.
Right.
So, that might
be
why.
We were all restricted.
Yeah.
So, there is this picture. And, like, mind you... Robert Pattinson, I don't know why, but he has so many, like, weird pictures of him on the internet, of him doing weird things, like, cursed images, but this one just, like, takes the cake.
This is
okay?
my favorite one, I think.
He is in, like, a brown, striped, almost, like, tracksuit. Poop colored.
Well, it's like poop brown tracksuit jacket.
His hair is slicked back.
It's slicked back. He's got camo cargo pants on with Timberlands. He's standing in a kitchen. Looks like he's completely like been caught off
guard.
He
looks like a deer in the headlights.
He does. And I'm like, I don't understand how you...
We want to know the context.
Yes, I want to know who took this picture, why they took the picture, why he looks the way he does. Also, how is it that he looks like this, but then you go and you watch literally any movie of him, and he's beautiful.
And he doesn't. He looks like a drug dealer.
Yes?
Picture. White trash drug dealer.
He does.
And now everyone
That's what
is...
what a British drug dealer looks like to me.
Yes. And now everyone is photoshopping him into, like, hilarious, like, situations.
Like, I saw one. It was a Paranormal Activity one. And the caption just said, "Mom, I threw up." Because
it looks like it's like him in the bedroom, like, from Paranormal Activity 1. He's standing in the bedroom.
He's standing in the doorway, and it just says, "Mom, I threw up." That is so funny. He kills me. But I also saw a tweet that said, hold on, let me pull it up. Okay.
There are, like, TikToks of him standing in different Twilight situations, but it's that picture. Yes.
Like, at the wedding. Did you see the video of the wedding where she's walking down the aisle? And then, and, like, you don't show, they don't show him for the longest time. And then, oh my God, I died. It was so funny. But then, okay, so I saw this tweet that I really do agree with.
It says, it, girl.
"I want to give off the same vibe as Robert Pattinson by being very attractive, but also very unhinged." I feel like that kind of sums up the picture. However, he's not attractive in that picture.
No. Unhinged?
Oh, he's totally unhinged. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. He's so funny.
He is. Well, since I brought up tweets, do we want to go through our tweets
of the week? Yeah, let's go through our tweets of the week.
Okay.
So, Kenz and I consistently send each other tweets almost every single day.
Yeah.
Actually, every single day, including TikToks.
Yep.
We highlighted a few of our faves from this week. Yeah. So we're just going to read them out loud and see if you guys enjoy them as much as we did. Has anybody heard of She Writes Dogs? Because if you haven't,
why?
You need to follow them on Twitter immediately. It's basically this account that takes, like, men are trash situations and makes them funny. So this tweet is captioned, "No thoughts, head empty." And it's a guy texting this girl. And he says, "Was the sex that bad?" And she says, "No, I really just have a lot going on. My dad had a stroke, and that's kind of consuming most of my time and energy right now. I have 2 more nights in St. Pete before I go back, and I need that time with friends or sleep." And he says, "How about the dick? Good dick?"
I'm just speechless. Oh my God. I hate men. I hate men so much. They're so bad.
Like, that one speaks for itself. They all speak for themselves, honestly. All every of single her tweet on that account.
All of her tweets.
Next.
Okay. So this, it says, "I cannot believe this was an actual episode of an actual show that aired on TV."
Oh my God.
And the TV show is Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh no.
I loved that show. I did. That was another show I wasn't allowed to watch, but I watched it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's when, so, Amy got pregnant by Ricky at band camp, but they're not together. So, mm-hmm. she goes on a date with Ben, and she tells him, "Hey, you know, I'm pregnant." And she says, "I am such a whore."
Oh, my God. Oh my
and he responds with, "Well, you're my whore."
That's so romantic.
If that was in a TV show now, well, first of all, it would have been cut. Second of all, like, it would have gotten canceled if it was still in a TV show.
That's what, like, well, you're horrible. My whore. That's horrible.
If I was dating a guy and he said that to me, done. See ya.
Done.
No, thank you.
Goodbye.
No, not happening.
But she, like, she is, like, the biggest, just, like, I'll let anybody say anything to me in that show.
Pretty much. I do feel bad for her in that show. She's got no self-confidence. That show is a
bad representation of women in general.
No, I agree.
Okay, next. So I found a tweet that says, "Girls be like, happy birthday to the craziest person I know, and it's just Sarah."
That's me every time it's your birthday.
It's just Sarah.
We saw a girl that, are you still friends with her?
Yeah.
So I just haven't seen her in years. Uh-huh. I mean, she's super nice, so. But it was her birthday.
Uh-huh.
Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago. And
everyone.
Kid you not, every single person is sharing on their, like, Instagram story.
Happy craziest birthday, Sarah.
Girl I know. Love you, Sarah. Shout out, Sarah. You know who you are.
She knows who she is. I hope she listens.
She probably will.
Oh, my God. Stop. But, yeah, I mean, that just kills me because that's me every time it's your birthday. Happy birthday to this craziest girl I know. And you're, like, this little blonde girl. Like, what does she do?
I'm not crazy at all.
No. Oh, my God.
Next.
Oh my God, the one where, not a McMarriage.
Okay, this was, like, legendary.
This is iconic. Okay. I kind of wish Stephen would have proposed like this.
Yeah, but so, somebody caught it on camera, thankfully.
These two McDonald's employees got engaged at work. This guy put rose petals down.
He did.
There's people going through the drive-thru. There's people coming to
there's
the...
There's people making sandwiches.
Yes.
McChicken.
I think there's a McFlurry being made in the background. Like, and she's just like, oh my God, I didn't expect it. Yeah, you didn't expect it. She's working.
Her hand is on her mouth. Like, she is so, she's crying. And he's proposing to her. And what does the person say in this tweet?
Not on the McClock. No. They're on the McClock. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like,
I can't handle it. I can't handle it. It's so funny.
Situation.
It's I just love that there is rose petals on that nasty McDonald's floor.
Yes.
And that he got his knee
it is
on
iconic.
That floor. It really
iconic.
Is. I mean, at least the thought was there, but I'm thinking, I'm like, listen, if you're dating enough to where you want to get married, like, maybe you live together. If you don't, like, you have to have time off. Why would you do it at work?
Because they met at McDonald's.
Yeah, maybe.
They met there. It is their romantic place. It is the place where their relationship blossomed.
Well, Stephen and I met at school, and I would not have wanted him to propose to me in the parking lot of our high school.
Well, there's a difference between you and Stephen and white trash. So, there you go. Next.
Next.
Okay, I found a tweet that says, girls suck at cuddling. 3 minutes in, they be like, I have a question and don't lie.
Yes.
That's me every time.
Literally.
You already know.
I do that to Steven every time.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
You're like having this cute romantic moment and you're like,
Who were you with October 3rd, 2018? Tell me the truth.
Tell me the truth.
And then like you expect them to know. He's like, I don't even know what I ate for lunch yesterday. Are you kidding me?
He doesn't know what he ate when he woke up this morning.
No,
when he ate breakfast.
He doesn't know what he did 5 minutes ago.
No.
Are you kidding me?
It's okay. But
it's
like,
okay, ladies, but also keep asking those questions.
Keep
Hold them accountable.
You really need to.
Next.
Okay, I have one last one.
Okay.
It's that a relationship should be 50-50. He pays for everything and I allow him to look at me. And I feel like I want that to kind of be my mantra.
Yes.
Because, ladies, remember, if you do choose to have children, you have to carry it for 9 months.
That's true.
And you also have periods.
That's true. And you know what that brings me back to is the little conversation we were just having with Steven. Do you want to talk about this or no?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
So, Mackenzie has this, can I say it?
Yeah.
She has this beautiful, first of all, women, if you are serious about marriage and having babies, we know that you already have names picked out, okay?
I had names picked out before we even started dating.
Exactly. So Mackenzie has a few names picked out.
I do.
And her fiance have talked about it several times.
We agree on all the boy names we picked out.
Yes, which are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girl names, which is personally my favorite.
It's my favorite. It's my mom's favorite.
It's everybody's. It's everyone's favorite,
Dad
honestly.
Likes it too, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And the name is Sloane. Absolutely beautiful.
Copyright, please
copyright.
Don't steal it from me.
Don't you hoes take it.
I mean, it's fine, honestly.
But, like, you haven't heard that name, really.
Except for Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I didn't get
right.
it from that, though. I kind of forgot after I picked it, and I was like, oh, yeah, her name is Sloane. And
right.
she's pretty, so cool.
Right. But, like, that's not a common name.
No.
So Mackenzie picks out this beautiful, uncommon name.
Mm-hmm.
Steven doesn't like it.
Steven, that is his least favorite name of every name I have given him.
And which one does he like, Ken's?
Harper. And listen, in 2017, I liked Harper too. But now everybody's naming their dogs Harper.
Right. It's a dog name.
It is a dog name.
We're
it's
done
kind
with
of
Harper.
It's been
okay.
ruined for me.
It has been.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to the next best thing, which is
Sloane. But he hates it.
Chef's kiss, okay?
I love it.
It's beautiful.
But he just, that's the name that he hates the most.
Mm. So let us know how we can convince Steven of this travesty of not allowing. I mean, it's not like he can't allow you.
I mean, I'm kind of afraid when I'm drugged up after having this child, he's going to name it whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's going to, like, write it down on the paper. The nurse is going to be like, write down the name. He's going to do it. And you're
going to
be gonna like,
name it like, he's going to name it, like, Elizabeth or something. Yeah, no something. Shade to anyone named Elizabeth. But, like, oh, your sister's name's Elizabeth.
That's okay.
But, like, no, like, there's just names that I like that I've been very vocal about. Mm-hmm. And he agrees with some,
and sometimes most. The man needs to understand that, you know what, the women go through a little bit extra, mm-hmm.
In to give you process. That child.
To Correct. Give you that child. So, you know, sometimes a little grace needs to be had when it comes to picking out a name.
His thing was like, well, the baby is going to have 50% of my DNA, so.
Well, you know what, your DNA doesn't come at a cost, does it, Stephen?
It does not.
Anyway,
moving on. It's like I'm paying for his DNA.
Right.
He's not a sperm donor.
You know, Lizzie and I were just talking about this the other day. There is science proven now that women can literally create their own children from their bone marrow.
I cannot talk. Bone marrow, yes. I saw that.
So, men, we don't even need you anymore, okay? So, humble yourselves, period. Humble yourself.
And the thing is, when you have a baby from bone marrow, they're female. Like you can't have a male baby from bone marrow.
Yes. So women could. You end better up be careful. You better be careful.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, enough said right there.
Well, I think women should be running the world anyway. They should be.
Absolutely.
I think after that debate.
Oh my God, Mackenzie. Let's go to something else.
Do you want to talk about the shows we're watching or the best movies we've watched recently?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. Like I said, I just finished Peaky Blinders. Well, season 5 of Peaky Blinders. I think season 6 is being filmed. Phenomenal. 10 of 10 would recommend. It's so good. Cillian Murphy's in it. Tom Hardy's in it. Just a bunch of beautiful British men. They're kind of like a gang in the 1920s. They run, like, gambling rings. And right when the show kind of ends, it's going through, like, the whole last season is about the stock market crash of 1929.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. And it showed how not just America was influenced, but, like, mm-hmm. They're obviously in England. So, mm-hmm. like, England was influenced.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. I started Dead to Me on Netflix. I know I was telling you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Mm-hmm. Christina Applegate is so good. It's a very interesting show. And I don't really know how to explain it. But it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I've never seen Dead to Me. Mm-hmm. I have seen Peaky Blinders. There's a bunch of beautiful men in it. Yeah. Which makes it, you know, more fun to watch, right?
Yeah, of course.
Tom Hardy. Oh, I gorgeous. Love Tom Hardy. So there is this show that I have been wanting to watch. It's on Showtime.
What's it called?
It's called Love Fraud.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so this show, guys, if you have Showtime, you have to watch this.
I think I might have Showtime. I have to double check.
Okay, so it's about Richard Scott Smith. So it's like a documentary series about him. And how he used the internet
mm-hmm.
to prey upon unsuspecting women in search of love, conning them out of their money and dignity. So, like, he would find women online.
Yeah.
You know, be that amazing person for them. 90
Day Fiancé, essentially.
Yes. And then just, like, take all their money, everything from them, and leave them with nothing. And he did it, like, woman after woman after woman. Never got caught. Up until now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember hearing something about, like, they were interviewing him for the documentary, and they're talking about this specific woman that he was, quote-unquote, in love with, but mm-hmm. he conned her out of all of her money, and he can't even remember her name. Like, he keeps saying her name as, like, other names, you know? As other people.
Stop.
Like, he's a narcissist, sociopath, who knows? Anyway, I've heard it's really interesting, and I've been wanting to get into that.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Super cool.
I'll have to see if I have Showtime. I can't remember if I do. I'll have to look into mm-hmm. it, but that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm watching that, or I want to watch that at least. And I'm watching Gossip Girl, the tried and true.
Of course. You always have to have that, like, comfort show.
Yes, and that's my comfort show right now. I really haven't been watching TV a lot. So, like, if I ever do turn something on, it's Gossip Girl.
I turn on TV, like, I have to, I feel like recently, like, I did see something that said a depressed person's favorite category on Netflix is Watch It Again. Uh-huh. And I feel that. Uh-huh. But I've been really into trying to find new shows to watch. Mm-hmm. Because I did just finish Gossip Girl. And I watched Peaky Blinders and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to find something else new. Mm-hmm. So I can watch something.
Yeah.
And, like, know, like, not know what's going to happen.
Right. You know? Right. Because that's refreshing, too.
We are also watching Euphoria together.
We are.
And I love so Euphoria. Scary. I've already seen it. And I love it.
Yeah. So we're, like, watching it together.
Yeah.
The whole plan for this night, like, I'm sleeping over her house tonight.
We're 23 having a sleepover. We're 23 having a sleepover.
And the plan was to watch the entire season one of Euphoria. Mm-hmm. Granted, for all my Christian ladies out there, I do not recommend this show to you.
If you are a good Christian woman,
do not watch this, okay?
Or a good Christian man.
Yes. The only reason I'm watching this is because Mackenzie knows when to fast forward through all the scenes
that will make her uncomfortable.
Which are a lot, apparently.
Oh my god, there's so many. Like, it's really intense. There's some things that made me really uncomfortable the first time I watched it. I mean, I kind of watched it more out of shock. Like, oh my god, I can't believe that they actually put this in. Like, the whole scene where he's in the locker room and there's just penises everywhere. Yes, there's just
penises everywhere. Like, what?
I was so confused.
But, I mean,
I did watch Game of Thrones, though, so I'm kind of used to
it. Yeah, we both did.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
I did. But that was, I mean, that show started airing when I was, like, not really in a good place with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, it did start in, like, 2010, right?
Yeah. It's been airing for a long time. Yeah. I've stopped watching it since, like, 5 years ago.
I watched it for the first time last summer.
It is very addicting.
I love Game of Thrones, but I can understand why people would not want to watch it.
Yes.
A lot of violence, a lot of sex.
People who don't like sex or porn do not watch it.
Like, I almost got desensitized. Like, I remember the first time I saw a penis in the show was Game of Thrones. And I almost got desensitized by it because I saw it so much. That's what it does. And so then when I watched Euphoria, I was kind of desensitized to it. Mm-hmm. And then I watched it again with you and I was like, oh my gosh, those are all a bunch of penises.
Yes. So, ladies and gents, it is important to sensitize ourselves and stay sensitized.
And if you feel like you need to fast forward through something, fast forward through something.
Fast forward through that.
No one's going to make fun of you. Just do it. You need to be comfortable with it.
Do not scar yourself mentally. Mm-mm. Anyway, Euphoria has a lot of mentally scarring.
However, I do like how it depicts mental health.
How it depicks everything.
How it depicts just high school panic attack. Life,
a panic attack, a drug addiction.
It's other so addictions. Good.
It's so real and
it's very raw, which I appreciate. Also, Drake is an executive producer.
Drake. Shout out Drake.
We love you, Drake.
Me and Mackenzie bonded over Drake.
Yeah, that's kinda how we became friends.
Yeah.
Like good friends.
Good friends.
Like we were acquaintances for a long time.
Yeah. We almost like didn't like each other.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, so we're like in the midst of watching Euphoria, even though it's like really intense. Pornographic and intense. But good storyline. Like the storyline is incredible, I would say.
I think so.
Like even like anger issues or like people with personality disorders. Like Nate, he is absolutely a
sociopath,
anger narcissist. Anger issues.
Definitely a narcissist.
So, like, honestly, like, how many women can say, looking back at a relationship, I was absolutely in a relationship with a narcissist? Like, I'd say a lot of women.
I feel like the guys I've dated have had really low self-esteem. Except for Steven. Well, Steven, he's not a narcissist, though.
No.
He's very just, like, chill about himself.
Yes. But like, I would say women that have been with a narcissist and are out of it now know that the man was a narcissist.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think. No. I don't think I've
Which you are blessed, then. You are absolutely
well,
blessed.
Well, no, because then I have these men who feel horrible about themselves, like, messing with
so
me.
So they need, like, affirmation from other women. Yeah. And they'll, like, cheat on you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened to me.
So, like, it sucks either way, but, like, narcissists have this way of, like, manipulating and gaslighting and being horrible human beings. If there's anything you guys want us to talk about next episode,
write us.
Or if there's any stories you want to share that you feel like would be funny for other girls to relate to or anything like that, send that ish.
We want to read it. We want to talk about it.
Like crazy relationship stories, funny tweets.
We kind of want to have a whole segment about men treating us horribly or treating you guys horribly. Absolutely. Called Drake Wouldn't Treat Me Like This.
He wouldn't.
He really wouldn't.
We all know he wouldn't.
No.
And then, like, we also want to, you know, not always keep it negative and have a beautiful boys segment as well. Highlighting.
I actually have a beautiful boy.
What is your beautiful boy moment?
He was on Twitter. I don't know him personally.
Okay. So we want to have beautiful boy moments so we all just don't, like, hate men all the time. Right. You know what I mean? Because we need more beautiful boy moments. Right.
Yeah. I follow this guy. His name's Dan Kaufman. I don't know why I follow him. I think he went to college with me. I don't know. But he tweeted this. And it was like, a relationship should be 50-50. She drinks an IDD.
Yes.
That is so sweet. Mm-hmm. Stephen would do that for me any day of the week. But, like, mm-hmm. I just think that that's so sweet. And maybe the bar is just, like, on the floor. And that's mm-hmm. why I'm like, wow, he's the beautiful boy of the week.
You know what? There's another, like, section of beautiful boys that I can really appreciate on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, the woke, almost, like, sorry, liberal beautiful boys
mm-hmm.
that are, like, all about respecting women, all about, like, handling things differently when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
All about, like, women aren't crazy.
No.
And I really
stop gaslighting women 2020.
Yes. Can we get a t-shirt that says that?
Yeah. Maybe we'll come out with merch, guys.
Who would wear a shirt that says stop gaslighting women 2020? Because I would.
I would.
Absolutely. In 2 seconds. Let us know if that should be in our merch.
I would love to make it. Or maybe we just don't put 2020. Maybe we just put stop gaslighting women. Yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
All day, every day. Okay.
Okay.
So,
thank you guys so much for tuning in to our first podcast. Hopefully,
thanks for listening.
Hopefully you were able to, like, understand what we were talking about.
I know. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. This is our first go around. But thank you. We appreciate you.
We're also open to constructive criticism.
Yes. It will hurt our feelings just a little bit, but we'll get over it.
We'll cry for a little bit, but we'll be fine.
Okay. Peace out.
Bye.